With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. stock market sell-off accelerated as worries grew about pain for the economy because of tariffs and other policies. Correspondent Josh Boak reports President Trump is not ruling out a recession amid fears over the impacts of his tariffs.
Trump has talked about a disruption or a little disturbance, but people don't really know what a disruption or a disturbance is. And that leads them to think about the worst case scenario instead of the best case scenario that Trump has promised.
Elon Musk's Tesla fell to one of the market's sharpest losses, as did airlines and other companies that need U.S. shoppers feeling confident enough to spend. Freshman Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan says the Democrat Party has yet to formulate a strong response to President Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
Slotkin told NBC's Meet the Press, it's no secret President Trump has had Democrats on their heels since he was sworn in January. She says it's a situation that needs to be addressed. Quote, I think you can't get better until you admit you have a problem. She and other Democrats have hinted it may be time for new Democrat leadership to emerge and advance the party's agenda over the next 4 years. Bob Agnew reporting.
A small plane crashed into the parking lot at a retirement community in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, Sunday afternoon, injuring the five people aboard. Janice Wenger is a resident at Brethren Village and lives in one of the buildings near the crash site.
We all feel so blessed that it stopped short of the building because there are 1,200 residents here on campus. Now, they don't all live in that building, obviously, but a large portion of them do. And it could have been so much worse.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 890 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life victory in Wyoming.
The legislature has completed an override of Governor Mark Gordon's veto of a bill requiring a woman to get an ultrasound and wait 48 hours before obtaining abortion drugs. The governor is a Republican and says he is pro-life, but objected to the bill's being, quote, too invasive. Drugs are now the way that more than 50% of all abortions are carried out in this country, and pro-life advocates say those substances need to be far more regulated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists are bashing California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom for speaking out against males being allowed to compete against females in sports. Speaking on the inaugural episode of his new podcast, the potential 2028 Democratic presidential candidate called it an issue of fairness. The Democratic Party is having an internal debate over transgenderism in the wake of its loss to President Trump last fall. This is SRN News. An oil tanker and a cargo ship have collided off the coast of eastern England, setting both vessels on fire and triggering a major rescue operation.
Britain's Maritime and Coast Guard Agency says that several lifeboats and a Coast Guard rescue helicopter have been dispatched to the scene in the North Sea, along with a Coast Guard plane and nearby vessels with firefighting capability. Over 30 people have been brought ashore, but their condition is not immediately clear. The RNLI Lifeboat Agency says there were reports that a number of people had abandoned the vessels following a collision, and there were fires on both ships. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officially, a crew member on one of the ships is reported missing. Greenpeace UK says it's too early to assess the extent of any environmental damage from Monday's collision, which took place in a busy fishing ground. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.